Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, or the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Hope you'll check those out and use them to your advantage. George Levy is our guest and has become a great member of our brain trust over the last couple of years. We're talking about cryptocurrencies and blockchain, the technology that I believe will take what will help us extend trust into the digital age, technology like blockchain. George, thanks again for being here. I appreciate the reports you've been giving us on some of the events you've been going to and what you've learned there. We were talking about Bitcoin earlier and cryptocurrency. I want to stay on that for just a minute. A lot of people think because Bitcoin has kind of fallen off the table in value, that's sort of an indicator of what's going to happen to cryptocurrency, but that's really not an indicator at all, is it? I mean, cryptocurrency is not going away.
I completely think that right now we're at the beginning of the curve, and I know that people have been saying this for a time, but you're really seeing the inflection points now. I want to put one thing that some people don't really know because you're not really that exposed to it. So I am the type of person, I use Bitcoin wherever I can to buy products and pay for services. I do that because I've had people steal my credit card number. Mm-hmm. I've had people steal my identity. I don't like to give my credit card to the average person when I'm going there because they've got my full instructions. They could turn around and just basically wipe me out.
Right.
Now, when I pay with Bitcoin, I don't have to tell anybody anything. I just use my wallet. I'm just basically tagging a QR code, and that's it. And just to put into context, BitPay, which is one of the main providers that are used by many small business owners, processed over $1 billion worth of transactions in 2018. It's alive and well, and you got to think about it.
Slow down. Tell us what BitPay does.
Sure. So BitPay is actually a service provider that small business owners can use to actually start receiving cryptocurrency payments in their business. And so the best way to do it, like, for example, I go to restaurants all the time, and a restaurant will actually be able to let me pay with my Bitcoin wallet. And actually, BitPay enables you to pay with Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and they have different options for cryptos. But the point is, the restaurant owner in that case doesn't have to keep the Bitcoin. BitPay automatically converts it into fiat currency, and they receive the payments in dollars. So they can avoid the volatility.
So basically, it's just a pass-through transaction to help the customer who wants to use that technology do business with you.
Absolutely,
and they might not have otherwise.
Absolutely, and there's a new gathering of new customers. So I frequent restaurants that take Bitcoin payments because I like to pay in cryptocurrency, and so do many other cryptocurrency users. So the truth is, it's just a new payment mechanism for that small business owner to get new customers that they would otherwise not get.
One of the ways to think about this is, remember when the only way you could buy a hamburger at McDonald's was to give them cash? Now you just hand them a credit card and you don't have to pay any money. I mean, you don't have to give them a fiat money. And so this is sort of like that, isn't it? It's just another way of taking money from customers that makes it more convenient for them. And if you aren't starting to think about how to do this, you're going to increasingly have customers, and probably younger customers, prospects, who are going to say, will you take Bitcoin? Will you take cryptocurrency? Will you take a BitPay? And if you're not, then they're probably going to go away.
I was in Arnhem in the Netherlands, and I went to a Burger King. And Burger King takes Bitcoin payments in Arnhem. And I bought a Whopper meal, and I paid with my Bitcoin wallet. And it was very convenient for me because I didn't have any euros. I actually had run out of euros, and I just basically paid Bitcoin to Bitcoin, got my Whopper, and it was a wonderful experience.
And what you just described, George, is the point that I was making about the geopolitical impact, the disruption, One of the things that cryptocurrency is going to do is it's going to disrupt the sovereignty of some states down the road. I don't want to get controversial here, but I'm convinced that the biggest threat to sovereign states is not somebody else's military, it's their currency and how it can be become basically maybe irrelevant in the marketplace because of the overlaying of global cryptocurrencies. What do you think about that statement?
I you know what? I could see that happening. Just to give you a different example, I travel quite a bit. And I was actually in Curacao fairly recently, and I went to a supermarket over there, and I made my entire shopping spree, and I paid in Bitcoin because I didn't have any guilders, which is the local currency over there.
That's right.
So basically, I pulled up my Bitcoin wallet. I stood in line, and I paid perfectly. I even got a receipt that basically gave me for my, you know, my meal, quoted in Bitcoin. And the supermarket is set up where they actually have their entire, you know, point of sale system completely set up to accept Bitcoin. And it's a whole new revenue stream. It's a whole new way of getting customers that want to pay a certain way. But notice, at any point, whether I was in the Netherlands or whether I was in Curacao, I was using Bitcoin. One of my closest colleagues lives in Tokyo. He pays for everything in Bitcoin. He doesn't use the yen whenever he can. So basically, he pays in Bitcoin anywhere because in Japan, Bitcoin is considered a legal form of payment. And we're going to see more and more of this. So.
Think about what could happen, what will happen when Amazon, Google, Facebook, when they start doing business in a cryptocurrency, maybe their own cryptocurrency, one that they created. As you said, there's 2,000 of them. They could create their own, an Amazon cryptocurrency to use within their ecosystem. Once that happens, look at, I'm telling you, this is going to have geopolitical impact, and it's going to happen. And just pay attention, folks. Tintail, right back with George Levy. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.